changes in recruiting coach helped foster the idea that one must cheat to win.
But this idea that you have to cheat to win is wrong. You don't have to cheat to win. There are plenty of good schools that are winning. If that's the case, take all these schools that are winning in all these conferences, and year after year they're consistent in doing that. I've had someone tell me that two of these Big Ten schools are always cheating. That's the reason they're winning. The rest of them can't compete with them. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I think these schools that are winning are just doing a better job coaching, a better job of recruiting, a better job of public relations than the other schools are doing. And a lot of kids want to go to a school that's winning and sit on the bench. They'd rather sit on the bench with a championship team than to play on a team that can't win. And I've had boys tell me that many times. We want to play with a team that's consistently winning. And we don't want to play on any of these other schools. And I think that's one reason there that we got so many good boys there to come here to Kentucky, because they wanted to be with a winner.